Welcome to The Convo. I am your host, Lakeisha Mosley. I'm a mom, a blogger, a brand influencer, and the event producer of my own event management company called The LM Experience. On The Convo, you'll hear conversations with some of the most profound entrepreneurs from all over the world as they share with us their wins and their losses. They'll also share tips and tricks with you that will help you be successful along this journey called entrepreneurship. Let's get started with the show. This episode is sponsored by The LM Experience. The LM Experience is an event management firm located in Houston, Texas. We're committed to a high level of execution for any type of event. From galas to workshops, we're sure to make your event an experience. Need assistance with your virtual event? We're here to help. Contact us for more information at www.thelmexperience.com. We don't just manage events, we execute experiences. Alistair Banks was born and raised in McCormick, South Carolina. She's a graduate of Lander University in Greenwood, South Carolina, and received her bachelor's degree in mass communications in 2013. Alistair has been featured in many print and online media. Stay tuned for our convo as we talk about what made her want to become a writer, what's her inspiration behind her books, as well as what current books and projects she's working on right now. Good evening, Alistair. Thank you so much for being with me today on Convo with Keisha. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I am doing fantastic. I am so excited to have you on the show. Thank you so much for joining me today.
You're very welcome. I'm excited to be here.
Thank you. So first, start by telling us a little bit about yourself.
So, hi, my name is Alistair Banks, and I am from McCormick, South Carolina. I am a graduate of Abbeville High School, and I graduated from Lander University with my bachelor's degree in mass communications. So I have been writing all of my life from the time I was in the fourth grade up and through till now being an adult. So when I was in the fourth grade, I wrote my very first children's picture book called The Sorcerer and the Magic Pond. And that was where Henry learned to use his powers for good and not for evil. So he helped the princess Hair Fair Darling in the book grow her hair long.
Oh, wow. Wow. So when did you first realize you wanted to be a writer? Because you've been writing a long time, sister.
Yes. So the very first time I thought I wanted to be a writer was when I got my very first diary from my mother. And so I just kind of chronicalized like my personal experiences and events that happened throughout my life, including my parents' divorce, the friendships I formed while I was in elementary school, my pets, my family members, and so forth.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Like getting a journal and then realizing like, this is what I should be doing. This is what I need to be doing. Oh my gosh, that's awesome. So you write children's books, correct?
I do.
Okay, so what is the inspiration behind your children's books?
So my children's book called A Colorful Balloon Ride is a story about two girls named Mary and Emily that learn their colors on a hot air balloon ride around the county fair with Mr. John. So that story drew from my favorite subject in elementary school in my art class, which was learning colors, and that was with my art teacher, Mr. Smith. So he taught me and my best friend, Emily, our colors. And so in the book, Mary, who's the main character, is me, and Emily portrayed in the story, who is her best friend, is my best friend, Emily, from growing up in elementary school.
Oh, wow. That is so awesome. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so what is the inspiration behind your Christian fiction books for adults?
So I was going to comment back on the children's books. I have another children's book that's called Lenny the Lizard and His Green Scarf, and it's about a lizard named Lenny that shares his green scarf with his woodland friends, Otter the River Otter, Michael the Mouse, and Blue the Blue Jay. So that story drew upon where years following the years after my parents' divorce, I received a green cashmere sweater that just gave me the comfort that I needed during that time in my life and just helped me to feel good. It was just, I feel like green is just like a color of harmony and just bright, feeling happy and, you know, at peace and all that.
Right, right. Yeah, green is one of my favorite colors, like totally one of my favorite colors. It's also my sorority colors too, but love green, yes. So I think it's just one of those really, really cool colors. So I definitely agree with you on that. I love green. So what about your adult fiction books? Tell me something about those.
Okay, so my adult fiction books are called Girl Rise and Cracking the Happy Weight Code. And so my first novel, Girl Rise, is based on a true story about me. And so this story was fictionalized. And it kind of talks about how I healed from low self-esteem and dealing with issues of insecurities and the four toxic love relationships I was in.
Mm-hmm.
So, and after the four toxic love relationships, I think I came to learn to love myself, you know, after those relationships were over and just getting a better understanding of, you know, what am I looking for in a relationship, how I'm going to be treated in a relationship and so forth.
Right. That is, and that's definitely key when you think about relationships and you were able to put that into a book. That's awesome.
Yeah. And also in the book, I talk about how to quit comparing yourselves to others and their lives. And I think so many, you know, the various social media outlets we have now, and I think that's been a big issue, like for teens and all that, how they see these perfect images on social media and just thinking that this is reality, when in reality it's not, because we have filters on our phone. We can make ourselves look thinner or look like our skin is, you know,
right,
blemish free and all that. So it's like a false, you know, in general, you know, people can create a false image of themselves and not show their real authentic beauty, which I think needs to be share more. But I think through recent campaigns now, I think embracing our natural beauty has been embraced.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yes, and, I totally agree.
Yeah,
I think that is something that, first of all, I love the fact that you wrote about that, and I think it's something that really hurts a lot of our youth. And even us as adults too, if you think about it, because we're always comparing ourselves, always thinking that we're not enough, we're not good enough, we don't
look like
someone else, and we don't embrace, you know, the true beauty of us.
Right.
But when people talk about it, it really helps them see, yeah, I am beautiful, just how I am. I'm perfectly fine.
Right.
Yes, I love that you wrote about that. So what did you learn when you were writing your books?
I think what I learned the most from writing my books is learning acceptance and learning to not be insecure about myself and to have a healthy relationship with food, which is something that I've had accomplished, you know, throughout 10 plus years of my life. But, you know, when I was a junior in college, I had dated a guy that wasn't, you know, let out his insecurities about how he felt about his body. So I think that was mirrored on towards me. And so I think I became insecure about how I felt about myself. And that's when I developed my eating disorder. And in the book, I kind of, in Cracking Happy Weight Code, I kind of talk about how I healed from my eating disorder and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Wow. And to overcome that and be able to speak, you know, and help other people with that, I think, you know, that really, really is so important, because some people really don't come back from that. Like, they just kind of stay in that bad place and always feel like they're not enough.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, that's so good that you talk about that, because, you know, everything is on social media now. Like, you can't do anything without it being on social media, and they always are trying to tell us how we should be looking and what we should be doing and
all of that stuff, and for you to speak out about that, you know, just to say, like, it doesn't have to be that way, I think just speaks volumes.
Yeah.
That just speaks volumes about it. So you talk about some of the characters in your books, you know, are fictional, but some, you know, are real. They're real people. So which ones, if you don't mind sharing, you know, were inspired by real people?
So the ones that are inspired by real people is Lawrence, who was my brother, and John, and Nick, and then Lee and Mark were four relationships I had.
So. Okay. Oh, wow. And so because of that, you just decided to, you know, add them to your book.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's so, and I know they probably were honored to be able to be a part of your book in some way.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, that's so good. So did the book make you like, you know, the subjects more or less?
I think it made me like the subject more.
Okay. Okay. Because you were able to write more about it and you kind of just got to like it. Okay. That's awesome. So let's pivot a little bit. Let's talk a little bit about, like, you know, college and then really going into something like mass communications. Because I think a lot of people, you know, think that that's just, like, maybe just media, or it's maybe just writing. Can you, like, expound, like, a little bit more on actually what that is and how that led you to writing?
Yes, so it's a broadcast journalism degree, and so it covers public relations, radio, newspaper, magazine, and television. Oh. And so when I was in college, I loved news reporting. So at that point in time, I was a student news reporter with my local newspaper. And so I got to cover various stories around the community. And I got to cover a high school graduation back in 2010. And so I just really enjoyed getting to network with my community and get to meet new people and just kind of being in all the action. That's what I really liked.
Oh, that has to be exciting to be able to do, you know, all of that. That has to be super exciting. Oh, my
God. Yeah.
So tell me what current books or projects you're currently working on.
So I'm a co-author with Carnelian Moon Publishing for their book that's going to be released in September called Messages to My Younger Self. And so I included two chapters in the book. One talks about body image and weight, and the other one talks about how to stop comparing yourselves to others.
Oh. Oh, that's good. So it's like a compilation book?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay, okay. And how did y'all get together to do that?
We just met each other through networking, through author and writing networking. So,
Okay, that's cool. And when did you say that's coming out?
September.
September. And you know, September is like right around the corner.
Oh, like, it is. Yeah, it's like maybe five weeks or something.
No,
it's crazy. Like I think it's 150 days left of this year, because I heard about that through a friend of mine on Facebook.
Yes, it's like this year. I think like March seemed like the longest month, or maybe it was April. It seemed like it just dragged for so long. And then we get to these other months and it's just like speeding through, like just speeding through. And now the year is almost over and we've had so much going on, so much, you know, that has been happening for us. So how has any of the current events, you know, COVID, the social unrest, how has any of that affected your writing or even your business?
I think it's affected me not being able to make a physical appearance to wherever I like to go and speak and like talk about my books and be able to have a book signing and a physical bookstore and so forth. And so I had to take everything I was doing, you know, to the online space. So actually, I ended up networking with a group of women from the Augusta area. So we all kind of band together and did a virtual vendor event where we got to showcase our products and talk about them and why we do what we do. So that was a lot of fun being able to, you know, get to know a different group of ladies and just be able to form friendships online. So
right. That
was cool.
Right. And that's mainly how we're having to communicate with people now. Like, we just can't get together.
Right.
We cannot get together. So we're going to have to do like these, you know, really creative and, you know, genius ways to connect with others and, you know, do different things with others because we can't, it's not safe to go anywhere. You know, some places have shut back down.
And, right.
You know, we definitely want to, you know, stay safe and keep, you know, ourselves and others safe. So that was a really good, you know, way for you to connect with others and, you know, to do other things and also just to keep yourself, you know, visible.
Right.
During this time, because that is so hard, especially when you're used to making like public appearances, you're used to being on different platforms, and now it's kind of difficult unless they have something virtual.
Right.
It's just kind of hard to be able to do that. So I think it's awesome that you're staying visible for people to see you.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, I love that. So tell us, how can we purchase any of your books?
So you can purchase my book on my website and on Amazon as well. So my website is www.alistartheauthor.com.
Okay. And you said on Amazon as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure that we have all of that in the show notes so that they can definitely purchase. I think it's so good to have, you have a mixed variety of books for people to be able to purchase, you know, for kids, you know, Christian fiction for adults. Like, that's a really good mix, especially with folks being at home now and not having much to do. And schools may or may not be going back in, so we don't know.
You know? Right.
Yes. So that's definitely you have a nice mix, you know, for people to read. So tell the listeners how they can get connected with you.
So the listeners can get connected with me through social media and through my blog as well.
Okay. Okay. And I'll make sure that we have all of your information in the show notes and that they can definitely contact you for books, or if they're, especially if someone's listening and may want you to speak on their platform or for other appearances, that would be great as well.
Yes, that'd be wonderful. I would definitely do that.
Yes, definitely a great thing. So I really appreciate you taking some time out today to talk to the listeners, to tell us a little bit about you and your books. And I definitely wish you all the best with everything. I know COVID has us just all so crazy right now, trying to figure out, you know, what's next. But I certainly wish you lots of good luck with your books and selling lots of them.
Oh, thank you so much. And also, just to add a side note to like the novels and to the children's books, I have on 2 gratitude journals out and 2 ebook cookbooks online. So I have a teen gratitude journal and I have an adult gratitude journal. So within the journals, I have positive affirmations and coloring pages and a space for people to draw that are more on the artistic side.
Oh, that is so cool. And they can get those on your website as well.
Yes, ma'am, they can.
Okay, listeners, make sure you go and visit. That is so good, especially right now where people sometimes are sad and they don't know like what's going to come next. It's so good to tap into gratitude. It kind of helps lift your spirits and it makes you feel so much better about things.
Yes, it does. And what's neat in my journal says I've done like a satisfied scale, like on a scale of 1 to 10 of how you're feeling that day. The person can just like bubble in how they're feeling. And I think it helps a person to reflect on like, how satisfied am I that day? And then I can look and see on another day, like, wow, you know, maybe like my, my feeling of satisfaction has changed, and just kind of, right, it helps a person to monitor like their feelings and their emotions and stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And then they could kind of look back like on that day, like, okay, yeah, well, I felt good on this day, so what did I do on that day?
Right.
You know,
right.
Or in the case of like, especially with your gratitude journal, they can look at, okay, well, I wasn't really that grateful this day. Like, yeah, I didn't really talk a lot about what I was grateful about. I may have complained a little bit, or I may have been sad, or something went on, and they could kind of gauge their mood. Oh, I think that's an excellent resource.
Yes.
Definitely an excellent resource. Well, thanks again for joining us. I wish you all the well. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for tuning in to The Convo. I hope you enjoyed the show. Be sure to subscribe on Anchor or Apple Podcasts.